If you have your Bible this morning, I want you to open the sword of the Spirit. Open the Spirit's sword. You know, the Holy Ghost, God has given us a sword. It's the sword of the Spirit.
Sword of the Spirit.
See, if you don't read it and then you don't study it, the Spirit of God can't use that word to help you. There's power in the word. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. James chapter 5, and I had this last week, and the Lord just took it a different way, so we'll try it again. See, praise God. James chapter 5, let's look at verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God helps me this morning. Your answer is prayer. Your answer is prayer. In this hour, your Bible and the Word of God and prayer is your very answer to survive and to be an overcomer and make heaven your home.
Yes.
It's the only thing that will carry you through.
Yes.
Listen, this is the secret that the world knows nothing about. And it is so sad that to say that most of God's children don't even know the depths of this time-honored custom and proven fact. I am persuaded that if enough time was spent with God in His Word and prayer, we would know the Lord's presence and His Spirit of power, and there would be a deep, settled peace down in our souls. We wouldn't be so fearful, tossed, and driven. There wouldn't be so many mental and spiritual breakdowns, and even physical breakdowns. You might say this morning, preacher, in this world of trouble, with all of its worries, its cares, its burdens, how can I be strong and endure and obtain and keep the victory? It's in prayer. It's in seeking the face of the Lord and getting in the Word of God and get the Word of God down in your heart. That is our key. That is our answer in this hour.
Amen.
Notice, Jesus said in Matthew 6:6, but when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly.
Yeah.
The Greek word for closet here is the inner room that's away from others, that is set aside from all the other rooms. It's the inner room. It's the secret chamber. It's the secret place. Jesus said, if you want the blessings of the reward, you have to get along with God in your secret place and close the door. Listen, shut everything out and leave everything outside that door and pour your heart out to the Heavenly Father and seek His face till everything of this world around you loses its grip and its hold I feel the Lord this morning. If we'll spend more time and press our way into prayer, the binds and the fetters will break off of us as we get in the spirit of prayer. The devil cannot tie you down when you pray through. There's a lot of things in our life we need to shut down and turn off. Hallelujah. And shut the door to every problem and shut it to everything around us and say, Lord, it's just me and you in the secret place of the Most High. I can draw strength when I'm alone with God. There ain't nothing in this world, a feeling, anything in this world that could take away a feeling that deep communion and that fellowship with the Father and having the Holy Ghost to touch you in a spirit of prayer.
Come on now.
Woo!
Yes. Oh, that spirit of prayer.
Yes.
Come on us, Lord.
I know. And I believe you can pull down strongholds.
Yes, in prayer.
In prayer.
Yes.
You know what a stronghold is? Notice how the Holy Ghost said it. You have to pull it down. You know, there are just some things in our life that the enemy just brings, and it's the cares, it's the burdens, it's the troubles, it's the trials, and any kind of a temptation. It builds itself up bigger. These things build themselves up around you. They're strongholds. It holds you. It holds you. But through prayer, you can bring down those things that hold you and bind you. You can pull them down in prayer. Raise your hand and praise Him. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, God. The Bible said casting down imaginations down. There's just something about our minds. They run away with us. And our minds are so scattered. How do I get control of my mind, Brother Tommy? Spend more time with the Lord in the Bible, in the Word of God. Soak it with tears and prayers, and you will find you're casting down those imaginations and the things of this world will lose its grip on you. You'll have a mind of Christ. You'll have a spiritual mind. You can pull down those strongholds that are binding you. I feel the Lord this morning. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Casting down imaginations and bringing every thought into obedience to Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have to bring your mind under subjection to the Spirit of the Lord. Right here's your battlefield. And it's like a wild stallion. It runs free. It'll run free through the fields and the valleys and the hills. You'd be surprised in one day, listen, 24-hour time, how many places we visit in here.
Yes.
How many things we occupy in here.
Right.
We go back to the past. We live it over. We worry about the future. We're surrounded with problems in the present. And our mind just wanders and it wanders. Oh, God, let us get, raise your little hand right. I feel the Lord. Lord, help us to get a handle on our mind, God. And the only way we can do it is through you in prayer. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Isaiah 26, was it? He said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Oh, Lord of heaven, listen. Mental binds can be broken in your prayer chamber.
Right.
Yes.
You can pray till the Holy Ghost comes and lifts your soul into the presence of God.
Yes.
And then you can rise above your temptations and your aggravations and your worries and your doubts and your fears.
Amen.
It is in prayer, Brother J.R., that you conquer.
Right.
I conquer in prayer.
Yeah.
That's where I overcome.
Thank God.
All of my problems
is
conquered in the prayer chamber.
Conquered in prayer.
Your battles are fought in prayer. God. Every battle is won on your knees. in prayer. You pulled out heaven and cast out hell in your prayer chamber. The devil does not want you to know that. So listen, so he does everything he can and brings everything he can to keep you out of your prayer closet. Oh, he'll occupy you. He'll visit you. He'll send phone calls. He'll send texts. He'll send visits. He'll send calls and opportunities your way. He sends it all your way to keep us for a prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in prayer that God touches you and arms you with the whole armor of God. How can I put the whole armor on, Brother Tommy? Down on my knees with my face in the Word of God, and I'm praying, and God clothes me with His righteousness, and He clothes me and He endues me with His power from on high. It's in the secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty, I draw my strength in prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Oh God. It's in prayer that God touches you.
Yes.
And feels you. But you must have, underscore it, you must have a dedicated time each day. You have to spend enough time with God in His Word and prayer to have that victory that overcomes the world.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And to break the fetters and remove them from us.
Right.
Woo! Listen, every child of God that is saved, every born again believer has the Spirit of God dwelling in their heart. But if you really, really want to be an overcomer and God to really use you and anoint you, you know what baptized means? To be baptized in the Holy Ghost and power. Do you know what it is? Take you a glass of water. Run a sink full of water. Run it plumb full of crystal clear water. Take you a glass and hold it under the spigot. And get the glass so full that it runs over the brim. And then take that glass full of water and submerge it, immerse it down in that water. It's covered on the outside and it's filled on the inside. I want to pray until He fills my vessel up with the Spirit of the living God. I tell you, I want to feel it when I raise my head and worship the Lord. I want to feel the glory from the top of my head out of the soles of my feet. I'm telling you, you can feel and you can know when the Spirit of God touches you. Raise your hand and say, God, feel me and baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You must pray until He comes and fills you. The church world's got a problem. They are up and they're down and their face is to the ground. The least thing seemingly just gets them down. Never seen such an age of depression and fears and worries and doubts and struggles and defeats. And where is the power? It's in your prayer chamber.
Yeah.
Praying until you pray through. Listen, you need to pray. Set a set time to seek God until He comes. Pray. Don't just say words. Pray till you cry out. Pray until you weep. Pray and yearn. Listen, I'm trying to help you this morning. Pray and long and desire and reach for Him. When He fills the heart, He will make intercession for you. When He takes over, He will take you directly into the throne room of God, where you obtain God's strength and God's touch, and nothing of this world can take that away from you. When you walk out of your prayer chamber and out of the closet, you will praise Him. Your head will be lifted up. You'll walk with confidence. You won't be beat down. You'll leave behind the depression. You'll conquer the despondency and the discouragement. You'll be stronger than all of the things that held you back and kept you down. My Lord, raise your little hand and say, God, let me pray. Help me to pray. Hallelujah. Open my heart out. Pray everything out of my heart. Empty my heart out until the Holy Ghost comes in. And when he comes in, there'll be a prayer language. The Holy Ghost will intercede for you. He'll go directly to God for you.
Lord, when you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of you, listen, he's inside. He waits for you to pray. He waits for you to pray.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing. The Holy Ghost is telling us this morning. I'm trying to teach you guys something.
Come on.
Teach myself. I can't really move for you, and I can't really touch you. I can't use you, and I can't bless you. I'm waiting on you to do something.
That's right.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. My Jesus. When you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of you, he waits for you to pray and empty yourself completely out. No strings attached. Your heart's not divided. You got one aim, one goal, one purpose. You want God with your whole heart. W-H-O-L-E. Everything within me. Everything, Lord, I'm not holding nothing back. Everything, Lord, I'm yielding it. I'm giving it to you. Here's my soul. Here's my heart. Here's my mind. Here's my body. I'm not holding nothing back. I give it all to you, God. I want you. Sweet Holy Ghost, come. Let me know you're inside. Rise up within me, Lord. Take this vessel, God, and bless it. Come on now. We got to completely empty ourselves out before God. And when you do this, that's when the Holy Ghost takes over and he himself prays through you. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've had that experience this week, sitting in my recliner, back in my study in the corner room. I opened my Bible, Sister Marie, and began to read, and I felt the groanings of the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. I felt the Holy Ghost arising up. I pulled these glasses off, and there ain't no feeling in the world like having the Holy Ghost breathing upon you and him flowing through you with groanings and with tongues. Hallelujah. It's a language that builds you up on your most holy faith. I pray it in the Holy Ghost. There's power in prayer. Raise your hand and praise him.
Oh, yeah. Power in prayer.
Yeah. Romans 8:26 says, likewise the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, also helpeth our infirmities. Infirmities means he helps us in our weaknesses, both mental and physical. He helpeth us in our frailties. He helpeth us in our feebleness of mind and body. He helpeth us and sustaineth us and lifts us and strengthens us even in sickness and in disease. The Holy Ghost bears you up. Hallelujah, because you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You're made strong on the inside of your heart. Says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. How many's ever been there? Brother Tommy, I had needs and I did not even know how to approach God about it. I didn't know how to tell him or even explain to him how to fix it, what to do. I just didn't have the words even to describe to him. But I was so in need. And all I know to do, God, I can't even pray the English words. God,
to tell you.
Yes.
And you yearn, you yearn, you weep, you cry, you moan, you groan. Oh, God. Oh, my Father, I'm your child. And then the sweet Holy Ghost, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered in our normal language. And he, God, that searcheth the hearts, knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit.
Yes.
God on the throne knows the mind of the Holy Ghost inside of you. And he, God, that searcheth the hearts, knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He, the Holy Ghost, dwells in your heart, and he knows what you have need of, and he will help you when you pray.
Yes.
Notice, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Let him pray. You know the Greek definition of afflicted? It means suffering of any kind, suffering of any kind of hardness, and troubles and trials. Being pressed in your spirit, soul, and body. This word does not mean sickness. It don't mean sickness. Here, it's a trial and something hard that you're up against. Oh, God, pray. How many knows? You can pray your way out of trouble.
Yes.
Paul knew. That's the reason that he told the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing.
Without ceasing.
Your answer to every dilemma that you face is prayer. Glory to God. There was a group of ministers gathered having a Bible study one time, and they came to a verse about praying without ceasing. Listen to this. And you might ask that, how do you pray without ceasing, Tommy, 24/7? How do we? What did Paul mean by that? And these ministers was gathered around the table, and they was having a Bible study. They came to this scripture, pray without ceasing. They was asking one another, what do you think it is? What's that mean to you? They were questioning one another. Was it possible? A little handmaiden was busy over in the corner on the other end of the room cleaning. She overheard them, and she spoke up and says, brothers, that's easy. I do it all the time. She got their attention. They turned around in their seat. Says, you mean, little handmaiden, that you know what that scripture means and you pray without ceasing all the time? How do you do that? Well, tell us how you do it. She said, well, when I first open my eyes in the morning, I pray, dear Lord Jesus, open the eyes of my understanding today. Lead me and teach me your ways. Open the eyes of my heart. She said, when I'm dressing and getting ready, I pray and I say, Lord, as I put my clothes on, would you clothe me with the robe of salvation and the robe of righteousness and put it on me today? When I wash and clean up, I ask the Lord for the washing of regeneration of his wonderful Spirit. Regenerate me. Bring me to life, O Lord. I want to be clean through your word as I read it and to start out my day. So, brothers, as I begin to work and I do my tasks, I pray that I may have strength equal to my day. I talk to the Lord inwardly, that the Lord would strengthen me in my mind and in my body. When I begin to kindle the fire and put another log on the flame, I ask him to revive me. Lord, as I put this log on the flame to warm the atmosphere in my home, and stir, would you stir the fire in my soul?
Yes.
Would you stir it within me? When I clean and I sweep my house, brothers, I ask my God to cleanse my heart from all impurities and defilements. I say, Lord, would you sweep out anything that don't belong in my heart and my mind? While preparing my breakfast, and I sit down to eat my meal, my first meal of the day, I ask my Heavenly Father to feed me the manna from heaven. Lord, give me that spiritual bread. Let me drink in the sincere milk of thy word this day. As I'm busy with taking care of my children, I look up. I take time to look up and I say to my God, my Father, thank you for the spirit of adoption, Heavenly Father, that you took me in and received me. You made me one of your own. I'm a child of God. I belong to you. Thank you, Lord. And so on all day in everything I do, I meditate on him and I praise him in every task. And he furnishes me with a thought in everything I do, and my mind is stayed on him. And preachers, brothers, when I do that, it brings a peace and a contentment in my soul. Then I'm walking in the Spirit. Raise your hand. Praise him.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Preachers looked at her and says, well said, little handmaiden. Give me a spiritual mind. I heard a preacher one time years ago